You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba.
From Solano State Prison,
this is Uncuffed.
A deadly coronavirus outbreak is spreading in California prisons, focusing attention on prison healthcare systems. Incarcerated people have long complained about substandard care, and distrust of medical officials is rampant. In this interview from the Uncuffed Archives, producer Brian Thames talked to Raymond Jones about his experiences with the prison medical system.
Raymond Jones suffers from major depression, which can be quite debilitating for him. Sometimes, he doesn't want to shower, eat, or even think. He also doesn't like to take the drugs prescribed to him by the medical department because of the way they make him feel. Raymond probably doesn't realize it, but in my opinion, his triumphs over his illness make him a real Superman. Why do you think you suffer from depression?
I suffer from it because for a while, I never knew what it was. I never knew I was going through that. Kind of make you feel like you're going crazy.
Have you sought professional help for your depression? Tell me about that.
From the time I realized that I had this, it was try one medication after another. That's basically what this paper is right here stating. On here is that that the inmate patient reports new medication doesn't help him because you're trying things. Here, let me give you this and you'll take it for 10 days and then you come back and tell me how it makes you feel.
Well, in fairness to them, don't they have to do that to find out what works for you?
Sometimes medication ain't always the answer. Man, I found other ways that's working way better. It's my own little system that I've developed for myself, but I just don't believe in taking medication. I recall taking a pill one time. It was the size of a sunflower seed. But that pill was so powerful, man. Taking that whole pill, that pill had me gone for 3 days.
What do you mean gone?
I couldn't function. I mean, I can get up and use the bathroom. I can get up and go to chow. But I would get up, go to breakfast, come back, lay down, sleep all day. Get up for count, get up, go to chow, come back, sleep all night. For 3 days.
Yeah, but during those 3 days, you weren't depressed, were you?
Man, I don't know what I was. Man, that stuff had me. I didn't even know who I was.
As recent as 2015, I had been depressed, right? A depression that I had never experienced before or since. That was the first time. I was depressed for 4 days. It was black. It was black like these microphones. It just was black. It felt tangible. And I kept hearing that I should kill myself, that I should kill myself, that I should kill myself. I don't know how close I was to giving in to that. I have no idea. But I know I'll never forget that. What's the longest unbroken period that you've been depressed?
I don't know.
Guess for me.
It's hard to say. When I even feel like a depressive state coming on, sometimes I pray. Sometimes I'll just go take a shower. You know what I mean? Something as either a nice hot shower or a cold shower would change my mood. Anything to change my mood. Because if I stay in the mood that I'm in, it may wind up bad. It's kind of hard, you know what I mean? Dealing with it. We not Superman. We don't have superpowers. So anybody say that they can defeat being overwhelmed by anything, you're lying.
That was Raymond Jones speaking with Brian Thames. Brian is a producer in KALW's radio program at Solano State Prison. The class is supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer. You can find more stories from Uncuffed at KALW.org.